I got it. I want to welcome everyone out to our Commissioner's Court. We have a couple of public hearings and then our regular agenda item. This is September the 14th, 2018. We'll start by me giving an invocation and then we'll stand for our pledges. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful that we could all be here together for Commissioner's Court. We're thankful for those in attendance who had the interest in being here, those that are elected and choose to work for our county. We're thankful for this county and our state. We're especially thankful for those who serve as first responders and those who serve in our military abroad to protect our freedoms and keep us safe. We're thankful for the many blessings that we have and for the rain that we've had, and ask thee to bless us with even more. We're thankful for thy son, Jesus Christ, and his atoning sacrifice and how that allows us to return and live with thee. And we say these things humbly in his name. Amen. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible. I'm going to start with these two public hearings. We have a public hearings on the Upshur County Clerk's Records Archive Plan and the Upshur County District Clerk's Records Archive Plan. Is there anyone who wishes to address that? You did.
Okay. Yeah, basically, everything's still basically the same. We're scanning everything. And Merriman, I had contacted him to come in and give me a proposal on digitizing the 120 rolls in my microfilm. And it's going to be $11,400. And the problem is with the microfilm, Horace Ray, back in 1996, the microfilm. And whenever Scott Merriman sent me back a sample last week, the sample that he sent back, he said the images are nothing's in order, and some of the images are even worse by being, so basically, we're just going to keep scanning everything and with the continuing software issues. We're having to go to the Rockwell because something didn't transfer over.
Do you want to come up and sign this one?
Yes.
I thought I had the original, but I don't.
Karen, you said the price to digitize 120 rolls in my film was $11,400.
Yes. Okay. And I only have like 5,000, I think, in my. So it would be a. Okay, this one here signed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good
deal. Thank you.
That's the first two pages of that, Mike. Terry, did you want to say anything?
Yes. I'm just asking if you please continue to allow the collection of these funds for the preservation and management of the records filed in my office. With the use of these funds, I began a project in 2017 with a vendor to scan and index 333 volumes of deed records, which is approximately 90,000 documents, which date back to the inception of Upshur County. The project is nearing completion and should be downloaded into our software before the end of the year, allowing the public to access online. The collection of these funds will also allow me to purchase software that will allow electronic filing of documents into our official public records. This will be a huge convenience for our title and mortgage companies. These funds are collected from the public and used for the public's benefit. So I ask that you accept my plan I have presented to you for the continuation of the collection of these funds for the betterment of the people who access the records of Upshur County Clerk's Office.
Thank you. Commissioner Barker had a question, and this may need to wait until we get to accounts payable, but I'm going to ask it now because I think it's relevant. We pay Tyler Technologies $20,637 for Eagle recording maintenance. That's for your records maintenance, correct?
It's for It's for our recording software.
For your recording software?
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. On the regular agenda, is there anyone else who wants to speak to in the public hearing regarding the record archive plans? All right, we do need to take action. Item two on the public hearing agenda is discuss and take action to approve the Upshur County Clerk's Records Archive Plan and the Upshur County District Clerk's Records Archive Plan.
Move to approve the County Clerk and District Clerk's Archive Plan.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the Record Archive Plans for the District Clerk and the County Clerk. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item two on the regular agenda is consider and take action on approval of the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve minutes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item B are payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Barker to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item D are, I'm sorry, item C is payroll.
Motion to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Payroll is approved. Item D are the budget amendments.
Move to approve budget amendments.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Barker to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Item E are accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Accounts payable are approved. Item F are auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Move to record stated item.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to record those items. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's recorded. Item three, discuss and take action to approve a proclamation for the American Legion. And I will, but before we take a motion, I'm going to read that into the record. Whereas the American Legion was chartered by Congress in 1919 on September the 16th as a wartime veterans organization based on the four pillars of veterans affairs and rehabilitation, national security, Americanism, and children and youth, and whereas over the years the American Legion has become a preeminent community service organization which now numbers more than 2.5 million members, men and women, in over 14,000 American Legion posts worldwide, working a variety of programs that support the four pillars and benefit our nation's veterans, its service members, their families, the youth of America, and its citizens. And whereas the members of the American Legion are dedicated to upholding the ideals of freedom and democracy while working to make a difference in the lives of fellow Americans, and whereas the 2018 observance of American Legion Day provides an opportunity to recognize Legionnaires in Upshur County for their many contributions to Upshur County, now therefore I, Dean Fowler, Judge of the County of Upshur, State of Texas, do hereby proclaim September the 16th, 2018, the American Legion Day.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, second by Commissioner Spencer to approve the county proclamation. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. And I have a signed copy if y'all would like, if you'd like one. So we put one in the record, and then you can have this one.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. Item four, discuss and take action to approve resolution authorizing county grant to Meals on Wheels Ministry. This is our annual grant to Meals on Wheels for $2,058.
Motion to approve the grant.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the grant to Meals on Wheels. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item five is discuss and take action to set sheriffs and constable fees for 2018. Sheriff, you had one small change.
Yes, standby fee from 35 to 40.
Judge, that's 2019.
Sorry, 2019. Did I say 18?
Yes, sir.
So the fees are all the same except for the hourly rate for the standby?
Yes.
Okay.
Move to accept the constable sheriff's fees for 2019.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the sheriff's and constable fees for 2019 as proposed. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item six, discuss and take action to grant discretionary exemptions under Texas Local Government Code 262.024 to purchase radio equipment and installation of the equipment from Motorola. The sheriff and I discussed this yesterday afternoon, and these are all available under the state bid contract, correct?
Yes, when it was put on the agenda, there was some question about that. We were able to get that answer before I had a deadline to meet the agenda.
Okay. And later on, if there is something we need to approve, we'll take that up at that time.
Yes, the plan is next Commissioner's Court meeting on the 28th is to bring the service contract in from Motorola to sign so they can start installing and building a digital radio system for the county.
Okay. Thank you, Sheriff.
Yep. Motion to approve.
We don't need to do anything today.
No, we don't need to do anything today.
No.
Okay.
And Sheriff, you're paying that with what? The public knows it's drug forfeiture fines.
Yes, the drug dealers are fixing to pay for us a new radio system.
So it's not county tax dollars.
Not county tax dollars, 110% funded by the bad guy.
We appreciate that.
Thank you.
It's a substantial cost. It's going to be between $250,000 and
$300,000. Yes.
Once that package.
The number that I got this morning, in case y'all were asking, right now it's $296,400 is what it's going to cost.
Okay. Thank you, Sheriff. Item seven, discuss and take action to change the Commissioner's Court meeting schedule and the payroll schedule to biweekly from semi-monthly beginning in January 2019.
Okay, that's back to me, and I really don't want to take any action on this today, but I do want the problem that so far that I've had is I've had very minimal discussion back to me, and I wanted to know if the other commissioners have had very much response or discussion from our last meeting from anybody. So we'd like to have some response. I've spoken with the sheriff about going to a 14-day cycle on his hours recording, which he can do without a biweekly payroll. However, you have to set up a date for that that's going to be consistent and good for the Treasurer's Department, and I understand that date to be December 22nd if we decide to do that, and I guess that needs to be a different agenda item to talk about, but the December 22nd date would be if we do something and put it on the agenda to do that. Then, if we decided to go with a biweekly deal, it would begin in January, on the 5th of January, and we would pull 1 week forward in the payroll. So the thought process there was right after Christmas, you'd have a larger check, maybe help pay for Christmas presents, whatever. But then your checks from there on would be less from that time forward. You'd be on 26 paydays instead of 24. So also your deductions would be divided over 26 instead of 24. There's no issues with all of the subsidiary things that we do, like MetLife or some of that stuff. That's been contacted. They've all been contacted, and so there's no problem doing any of that. So the issue really only is, do we want to make an adjustment in our pay schedule? So I'll leave it. I'd like not to make a decision on it today, but I wanted that clarification as to what we're attempting to do and what it means to everybody. Okay? I'd like to bring it back the next session.
Chair.
I also talked to Mr. Barker about the resolution that was signed about the 207K exemption for my department that was signed back in 2014. The way it was worded, one of the issues that we're having, and to address the issues that the commissioners have brought to me about comp time, vacation time, and why we've made this out, and why we have such large numbers on these, is because the way it's written in that resolution, and I'd like to see it changed, is that after the comp time wasn't accrued until after the 186 hours. Okay, so basically what was happening was when my folks took a vacation day in that period, that work period, if they had any overtime that was worked over that came in, they were actually taking away vacation time and add it back to the books to wipe off the time that was happening. When this occurs, they still accumulate the vacation time and they can't lose it. So what I'd like to see is that the vacation time, since we've already handled the holiday, take place in that too.
Okay, I'm going to let you talk to Commissioner Barker about that, because that's not really on the agenda today. So,
well, here's what I'd like to do about that then. We're going to have a policy and procedure meetings, and we can have them come in and talk to us about that.
Okay, but let's not discuss it in court today.
Okay, it was my understanding of part of it. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine, Chair.
All right.
So you think you're going to want this back on the 28th?
Back on the 28th, we'll have another policy and procedures meeting between now and then.
You need to wait a little bit longer.
October.
It's the last 2 weeks of the fiscal year.
October 15th?
Yeah.
Like that better?
Okay.
Do better.
Okay. Ms. Bunn and Ms. Howell signed up to speak to this today. I'm going to strongly encourage y'all to visit with Commissioner Barker prior to that meeting.
Or Paula. She's sitting in on the policy procedure.
So you'll have a month.
October.
But I'm going to put your notes in the record.
Okay. So October.
Yes. All right. There won't be any action on item 7 today. Item 8 is discuss and take action to clarify accrual and use of time and recording of such for employees.
This was what we discussed on the 23rd agenda, and again, this is part of our policy and procedures cleanup, and I haven't heard any reason to not go ahead and put that in the, as stated, and I could state it again if need be, as stated, but put it in our policy and procedures manual as was stated in the August 23rd.
Go ahead and restate it.
Time reporting by exempt employees. All employees, including exempt employees, are required to accurately record their work hours in order to determine available vacation and sick time. See how it is earned in your policy manual. If you are exempt, your pay will not be reduced in any work week in which you perform any work for the following reasons: partial day absences for personal reasons, sickness or disability, absence because the county is closed, you're absent because of a county's operating requirements, absences for jury duty, attendance as a witness or military leave in any week you have worked, or any other deduction prohibited by state or federal law. Any hours worked over 40 hours in a work week does not increase pay, vacation, or sick time. In any work week in which you perform any work, your pay may be reduced for any of the following reasons: absence from work for one or more full days for personal reasons other than sickness of the employee. If accrued vacation or sick leave is available, you may use it for this absence. Full day for disciplinary suspensions for infractions of written policies and procedures. Full day suspension for violation of safety policies of a major significance. Family and medical leave or military leave absences. The first or last week of employment. All leave time should be noted to be drawn either from vacation or sick time. It is not an improper deduction to reduce any employee's accrued sick, vacation, or other forms of paid leave for full or partial day absences. I'd like to have that be put within our policy and procedures manual.
All right.
Was that a motion?
That's a motion.
Second. Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to adopt the stated policy. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 9 is discuss and take action to define policy on use of county-owned vehicles for proper purposes and only by authorized personnel.
It's another item don't want to finalize today. Had a visit with Sheriff Webb, and there's some language within that policy in our policy and procedures that have to do with IRS that don't apply to the Sheriff's Department. So again, in our policy procedures meeting, I'd like Sheriff Webb or anybody who wants to send to come and let's clarify that in the language and then bring it back to court.
All right.
On the one, whatever date.
I'm gonna ask y'all to submit to me again what you want, because there was some little confusion this time.
Yeah.
So just submit in writing what you want after you have the policy meeting. All right, for item 10 and 11, I will be excused due to conflict of interest and turn it over to Commissioner Spencer.
Yeah, you'll need a journal without you.
Yeah. Okay. And turn the recorders off. Okay.
Item number 10 is discuss and take action not to renew contract for insurance brokerage services with Hiltex Insurance Group.
That one was mine, and I'm making a motion not to renew this contract this year. It's nothing personal against Miss Miriam or her people, but with the employees looking into the insurance this year, there's been a lot more added information and opportunities, and I would just like us to be able to explore that. So my motion is to not renew this contract at this time.
Second. Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to not renew the contract for insurance brokerage service from Hiltex Insurance Group. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Passes unanimously.
Let me ask a question. I got down to exactly what you meant. You said there was nothing personal, but there's been a lot more added information and opportunities.
With the previous court meeting, there was a lot of information brought forth that if you have, I mean, we've all heard the saying, it's not what you have, but it's who you know. There's brokerage services and things out there that have more contacts, have larger possibly groups that we might be able to join in. And so I'm just trying to get all the information that we can and see what we can do with possibly saving on our insurance.
So the information that was brought before showed there were other potential brokers, and you might be able to save money by using one of them?
Yes, sir. Or their contacts, or joining in with groups that they already have established.
Well, I believe part of that discussion was also formulating our own HR department.
Yes, sir,
that's in number 11.
When does this not renew? When do we stop paying?
September, the end of this month. It would not renew as of...
End of the contract.
So the end of the, on September
3rd? The end of the month.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, item number 11, discuss and take action of possible alternatives for insurance broker or human resources to handle insurance claims.
Those are options. Do we, you know, just explore different brokerage services? Do we want to form an HR department? What would that entail? You know, if we do an HR department, then obviously we're going to have to send our people for training. So.
The information that I picked up, we can go direct with the company to, say for instance, Health First, but and skip the brokerage fee totally. But everybody I've talked to says that your insurance company will go up on their prices because they're going to be taking on more responsibility. And I think we need a broker involved in it in some shape, form, or fashion. Personally, that's personal opinion. Need a broker involved. They know more about who we can deal with.
Okay.
There's another avenue. We keep calling it a broker, but there's another avenue, and that's a consultant.
Okay.
As opposed to just a broker. A broker is someone that just goes out and tries to determine what's the best insurance policy for our employees and our taxpayers. A consultant does that as well, but then provides us a lot of other information to help us make decisions as we go forward all the time. So that's another avenue to explore.
We basically have 2 weeks to make a decision, or we run brokerless in 2 weeks. So if we're going to do anything, we need to.
Well, we've already budgeted.
We've budgeted, but
we've already budgeted for the money going forward. And I don't think we need to get in any big hurry. Okay. We may want to design some requests for proposals for a consultant or a broker. Or
okay.
We need to talk to our own department, our treasurer's department, and see what responsibilities would be relieved if we had an HR department from the treasurer's office. So there's a lot of things in discussion here that need to be done to get this right.
Regardless, I think we need to do a human resource department.
Yeah. And the reason you have to take action on item 10 is because that would be that policy would automatically renew at the end of the month if action wasn't taken.
Right.
So that's out of the way. So no action on item 11?
Not now.
Okay.
I'd love to talk to other comparable counties about how they handle this.
They're all a little different.
They really are.
You know, we're self-insured. Some, it's different for every entity. Okay. We have a motion to adjourn?
I could ask a question.
Oh, I thought you said you were okay. Yes, sir.
No, I wasn't okay. I was just almost tired. We really stressed this insurance for the last month. Why didn't we stress it 4 months ago so we could do it? People were unhappy along the way, and people weren't doing due diligence to know the information.
Yeah, well, that's gone. We're talking about that's not on my agenda.
But it is. Forward.
We're going forward here. Yes, sir, Andy.
Can I ask you a question? Item 10, we did away with our broker.
Uh-huh.
We're kind of staring down the barrel of a loaded gun now, considering we start our insurance October 1st. Do y'all foresee any complications as far as the insurance? Since we're not making it, or since y'all are not making a decision today.
Andy, what had happened in this last year is that we had extended some responsibilities to Hiltex Insurance, that the employees were to contact them and try to get things resolved that they couldn't get resolved for one reason or another, a problem that they may have had. There is a full department at Health First that does that, a complete professional department that should be doing that responsibility. An example, and I got this information from ETEX, who has an HR department. They never did use Miriam for their problems. They went direct to Health First. And so that, I'm glad you asked that question, because the employees need to know that if you're having a problem with balance billing or can't get something scheduled or whatever, call health first. They have a full department to handle that. Okay? The reason their pay, their costs were a little lower is because some of that responsibility had been directed to Hiltex. Now it's going back, but the costs aren't going to go up. They've already managed.
Yeah, we've already negotiated.
Does that get it? That get it?
Will y'all bring this back up? 28th,
right? 30 days. Probably, within the next two meetings, sometime within 30 days.
Okay. We just independently do our own thing and then bring our information back and discuss whatever we find.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burkus, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to adjourn. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.